This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My beloved brothers, my sisters, be conscious of the day in which you are going to return to Allah. Be conscious of the day in which you are going to return to Allah. Prepare for that day. We have many issues across the globe that we need to speak about and remind one another about, with the idea of preparing for the day we are going to meet with Allah. When you achieve on this earth, thank Allah. And don't let that achievement make you turn away from your Lord. Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O man, what is it that has deceived you against your own Lord? Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. The one who has created you, he has fashioned you, he has given you your identity, the one who has really given you your shape and your form. How can you turn away from your Lord? Similarly, when it comes to loss, my brothers and sisters, the opposite of the achievement. Like I said, do not let your achievements distance you from Allah. The more you get, the closer you should become to Allah. That means you have the blessings of Allah. It's easy to earn, it's easy to get power, it's easy to have authority, it's easy to be placed above others in terms of position and so on. But it's not easy for everyone to allow that particular gift of Allah to make you actually come closer to Allah. When your gift has allowed you to come closer to Allah, you have indeed achieved. In a similar fashion, when you suffer a loss, people are divided into two categories. At times, the loss would actually make people closer to Allah. That is a gift of Allah. Any loss that brings you closer to Allah is not a loss. It is a gain. Even if that loss lasts your entire lifetime, in the hereafter when you meet with Allah, you will have achieved the everlasting bliss of Jannatul Firdaus. My beloved brothers, my sisters, there are some from amongst us whom when they suffer a loss, they turn to haram, they turn to intoxicants, they turn to that which is in disobedience of Allah. Don't let that happen. Whether it is suffering a loss in your family, in your social circles, in your authority, or in your wealth, in your health, when you suffer a loss as a believer, come closer to Allah. One might ask, how long should I bear patience? My brothers and sisters, bear patience for as long as it takes. No problem. Are you not a believer? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah says, Allah recompenses those who bear patience unlimitedly, without an account, without a limit. Imagine someone says, I'm going to give you unlimited. What do you want? What do you want? No matter what you say, you can continue to ask. That is the reward of the one who bears patience. It is said that the one who is sick and ill, when he or she bears patience for the sake of Allah, when they see the reward of the sabr that Allah chose them to go through on the day of judgment, they will have hoped that they remained sick and ill for longer so that they could have a bigger reward. Imagine when you are bearing patience, doing nothing but bearing patience. It is so tough that Allah Almighty gives you a reward only on that condition. You are earning a reward only because you are bearing patience. So tune yourselves to come closer to Allah as the days pass. May Allah Almighty grant us from His goodness. My brothers and sisters, unfortunately, some people turn to other people when they have a problem in a way that is not befitting a believer. They would go to someone at times purporting to be religious And what would they do? They would say, Malam, I have a problem. I need you to do something for me so that I have this money or this position or this woman or this man or my relation with that person is like this or like that. Believing that this person has some superstitious power that will bring about the desired effect and impact. Whereas that power belongs to Allah. And in the case of Allah, it is not superstition. It is just His power. Never turn to other people to solve your problems by visiting those who claim to know the unseen or who can help you with the unseen. Because ultimately it will result in your destruction and theirs, and it will cause tremendous pain to you and your family and those you are trying to affect and impact. مَنْ أَتَى عَرَّافًا أَوْ كَاهِنًا فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا أَخْبَرَ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Whoever visits a fortune teller or a soothsayer, one of these people who claim to know the unseen, to help you regarding the unseen, if you just visit them, the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you believe what they have to say, you have disbelieved in what I have brought. Is it worth it? Is it worth losing your iman by visiting people just because you are fed up of something happening in your life? Bear sabr. Turn to the Quran, Ayatul Kursi, the three surahs at the end of the Quran, Al-Ikhlas and Al-Mu'awwidhatan. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Do you not have conviction in the word of Allah? How much time of the day do you spend reading the Quran? And then you want to visit a witch doctor? You want to visit a soothsayer? You want to visit a magician? You want to visit a person who might cast a spell? Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, by visiting, by believing, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Such a person, by merely believing that someone besides Allah can bring me good fortune, has disbelieved in the message brought by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Engage in tawbah. Seek the forgiveness of Allah. If you have done this, and it is rampant in societies across the globe, among people who call themselves Muslims, where is it? My beloved brothers, my sisters, we should never do that. It is something that we have to speak about because we are losing our faith in Allah. My brothers, my sisters, it is Allah alone who controls your destiny. Those people do not control their own destiny. There was a brother who was at one of the airports, and he was with his wife. A certain man came to him and told him, I will tell you your future for $75. And he said, I'm not interested, I'm a believer. He continued to walk with him. He says, I'll tell you your future for $70. He says, I am not interested, I'm a believer. He says, he continued to walk with him until he got to $5. Until he got to $5. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty grant us strength. My brothers, my sisters, at that juncture, the man sat next to these people and told him, you will die at the age of 70. You will die at the age of 70. Later on, he says, I am waiting for my $5. I am waiting for my $5. This brother who is a believer in Allah told him, my beloved brother, I want to tell you, if you don't even know that I'm not going to give you the $5, how would you know the future of the 70 years? Subhanallah. How would you know? I'm not even going to give you $5. And if you knew the future so well, why would you be sitting begging from people for $50 and $70? Subhanallah. The moral is, my beloved brothers, my sisters, turn to Allah. Build a good relation with Him. Read your Quran every day. Ayatul Kursi is powerful. It will protect you from anyone trying to cast a spell against you. It will protect you from anyone trying to harm you. Listen to the dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to say, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. In the name of Allah, by whose name nothing will harm on earth nor in the skies, and He is the all-hearing, all-knowing. Repeat that dua on a daily basis. Nothing will harm you. You require one condition, your faith and conviction. I am convinced. What will harm me? Nothing. Zero. I belong to Allah. Do what you want. May Allah protect all of us. It is the firm conviction that creates a solid dome around you. You have the Lord of the worlds looking after you. He will protect you. You do not need to resort to haram in order to achieve or to be protected. Similarly, if you look at the reason of revelation of the last two surahs of the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, it is connected to protection against magic. Read those verses, you will find anyone who ties knots and blows in them is considered a magician. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, مَنْ سَحَرَ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. Allahu Akbar. Whoever casts a spell has engaged in association of partners with Allah. You remove yourself from the fold for what? Don't do that, and don't go to someone to do that. It has never brought about goodness. If there was any goodness in all of that, the person doing it would have had the life of the King of Kings. They themselves are poor. They have nothing. They don't even know what's coming or going in their own lives. They have health matters and problems just like you and I. But they are fooling us. And at times, yes, they do get involved in the dark side of things. We are believers. We are always with the Noor of Allah. Today's message is very strong. Allah will give you, continue to develop your relation with Allah. Allah will propel you into a position He knows He wants you at the time that He wants you there. If it hasn't come, if it doesn't come, it's okay. We are still with Allah. I will achieve ultimate success of the hereafter. Anyway, my beloved brothers, my sisters, when you suffer a loss in your health, do not become despondent. You do two things. You seek medical help, and at the same time, you call out to Allah and Allah alone. Oh Allah, guide the doctors. You might have a herbalist, no harm in going to someone who might offer you alternative medication in terms of homeopathy or maybe some herbs, etc., that are permissible. No harm. Together with that, what do? You call out to Allah. Oh Allah, guide the doctor to diagnose the sickness. Guide the doctor to give me the correct medication. Or in the case of, for example, a procedure that is going to take place, oh Allah, guide the doctor so that this procedure can be successful. But who are you calling out to? To Allah. And Allah alone. That is success. That is success. But to turn, for example, to those who claim to call the spirits of the dead, and they might be doing some of that, whether they are or they are not, it's not from the life of a believer to go in that direction. You believe in Allah. Don't go to those who claim that they will call the spirits of the dead, and they do at times. It is a whole different matter. But at the same time, if you believe in Allah, He has addressed it in the Quran and He has addressed it in the Sunnah. You need to start off by reading the meanings of the last two surahs of the Quran. مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسْ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. It sounds so beautiful. Have you ever considered the meaning of these surahs? Have you gone into the reasons of revelation of these surahs? مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. We are seeking the protection of the jealous one when he is jealous of us. More important than that is for you not to be jealous of someone else. It's always good for us to say, my brothers, my sisters, have good friends, have good company. But the big question is, are you good company for others? Are you a good friend for those whom you are interacting with? That's a bigger question than the other one. The same applies here. You want to be protected from jealousy. How jealous are you of others? Are you happy when you see someone else grow beyond your growth? Or are you upset? Today we have a disease we need to correct within our hearts. And that is, we lack being happy at the happiness of another. We ask Allah Almighty to protect us. We ask Allah Almighty to bless us. My brothers and sisters, you have a gift beyond any other gift. What is that gift? خير الهدي hadyu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of examples, the example of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest gift you have is that you are a believer. You believe in your maker. You have a direct relationship with your maker. Call out to him. It should bring you the coolness of your eyes, the contentment of your soul. Connection with Allah. The minute you begin to connect with others besides Allah, you will not be able to achieve much. So connect with Allah. I invite you, my brothers, my sisters, to improve in your relationship with Allah. I invite you, my brothers and sisters, with the best of invitations you will ever have. Improve your relationship with your salah, your 5 daily prayers. Improve your relationship with the Quran, the word of Allah. You will never go wrong, my beloved brothers, my sisters. Improve your relationship with the dhikr. What is dhikr? Dhikr has a vast meaning, but one aspect of it is to repeat the words of praise of Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. These are beautiful words of praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeat them, they will help you. How many times do you say Subhanallah? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith Aslih Li Sha'ni Kullah Wala Takilni Ila Nafsi Tarfata Ayn. In my life, I have found this to be one of the most powerful prayers to Allah. Let me repeat it and translate it for you to enjoy just the meaning of it. Imagine how you would enjoy the power of it. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, oh ever living, oh all alert, you are alert completely all the time, you know, oh ever living, bi rahmatika astaghith, I desperately seek your mercy, I desperately seek your mercy. Aslih li sha'ni kullah, make good for me all my affairs. Wala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn, don't leave me to myself even for the blinking of an eye. You are asking Allah, oh Allah, no matter who I am, I desperately seek your mercy. Make good for me all my affairs and don't leave me alone to myself even for the blinking of an eye. Imagine when you repeat that dua, it reassures you. Today we need to make decisions in life. All of us, some in a small way, some in a big way. Ask Allah to guide you to make the correct decisions in your lives, and He shall guide you. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, again, wala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Asking Allah to help you to choose, to make choices, to choose for you, to help you decide. This is what it is. Unfortunately, the weak from amongst us, we tend to forget at times that it is Allah whom we should be turning to at times of hardship and difficulty. You know, shaitan, he works every day. Every day. He comes to all of us in different ways. Some he can attack in a bigger way, some in a smaller way. Strengthen your faith, he won't be able to touch you. There is another beautiful dua to protect yourself. Listen to it carefully. Rabbi, oh my Lord, أعوذ بك, I seek protection in you. من همزات الشياطين, from the whispers of the shayateen, the devils. وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون, and I seek protection in you, O my Lord, from them even coming into my presence. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. O Allah, O my Rabb, I seek your protection from the whispers of the devils, and I seek your protection from them even coming into my presence. Tell me, after repeating that dua with conviction, do you really think that your Lord is going to forsake you when He's given you billions of things you have not asked for already? Do you really think the things you are asking for, He's not going to give you? Subhanallah. My brothers, my sisters, have faith in Allah. Good comes in your direction, get close to Allah. When good comes in your direction, do not distance yourself from Allah. When bad happens to you, something negative, understand, if you are a believer, here is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saying, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Amazing are the affairs of a true believer, for indeed everything that happens to him is actually good for him. We are always in a win-win situation, because something bad happens, you bear sabr, you turn to Allah. Something good happens, you are engaging in shukr, you are thankful to Allah. Both of those draw you closer to Allah. And ultimately, when you meet with Allah at the end of your whole path of this worldly journey, and you get to Allah, you get to Him with a book that you are proud of. May Allah Almighty grant us ease and goodness. So my brothers and sisters, I ask that Allah have mercy on all of us. Pray for those who don't have what you have. Reach out to those who don't have what you have. Ask Allah's goodness. Pray for your nation. May Allah grant this nation beautiful growth. May Allah Almighty bless this nation in every single way and protect it. Protect it from harm, from evil, from loss, from negativity, from calamity, from disease, from sickness. May Allah grant it growth in not only its economy, but in the beauty of the hearts of its people. I visit many times and I always tell people, you don't know what Nigeria is all about. You have not interacted with the people. You might know a few people. You might know a few things that are negative, but you cannot judge 280 to 300 million people based on the actions of 5 or 10 or a few hundred, small percentage. Such an insignificant minority, unfortunately, that's how the world works. If a million people have crossed the road, no one talks about it. One man did not make it across, was bumped by a car. That is the news headlines. May Allah Almighty protect us. Thank Allah. He has blessed you. He has given you. Protect the peace and stability of your nation by being the best citizen. Be responsible in what you say and how you say it. Thank Allah. You have a gift. If you look around the globe, you will find wars. You will find hardship. You will find calamity. Learn from that. Protect yourself. Live in harmony with those whom you disagree with, and Allah will bless you. Live in harmony with those whom you disagree with. You may disagree with very strongly. No problem. But be respectful and never ever engage in anything that will disturb the peace and stability, because the gift of aman is actually very closely after the gift of iman. First gift you have, we said it's iman. After that, it's your aman. It's your safety. It's your security. What is the beauty, or what does a nation that has no security but all the wealth in the world, what do they have? I'd rather be in a nation that has a little bit less, but we are safe, we love each other, we look at each other. You could belong to different faiths altogether. Guess what? There is a mutual respect. That's what it is. I disagree, you disagree. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. What a powerful verse. You have your faith and I have mine. Subhanallah. The same applies among the Muslims themselves. Be careful of those who want to instill hatred in your heart to the degree that you have an urge to be violent or physical. That is detrimental to your very core and existence. Be careful of that. We stand on the pulpit on this Friday to remind you, my brothers, my sisters, the Deen of Allah, it has a very powerful, beautiful presence that does not require you to be violent, hurtful, or abusive. We are so confident of the truth that we have that we don't need to really worry about the falsehood. It stands no chance. Be confident of it. I have a beautiful internal peace because I know nothing can shake it. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. When the truth comes, what does it do to falsehood? Automatically, it obliterates it. People will know. You see, there was one of the mashayikh who was explaining to the young students that here there is a crooked line, for example, that someone has drawn, say, on the blackboard. They drew a crooked line. Now the people came and they were told, how do you tell the public that this is crooked, or how do you straighten it? So each student came up with their own solution. I will do this, I'll rub it off, I will bend it, I will do this and that. And ultimately, the mentor taught them, look, when there is a crooked line in front of you, rather than wasting your time about declaring how crooked it is, draw a straight line next to it and keep it moving. Keep it moving. The whole world will pass by, say, that's a crooked line, this is a straight line. What more do you want? What more do you want? You were productive and constructive rather than destroy and create that which is negative. May Allah make it easy for us. Obviously, that example may not apply in every aspect, but it is something worth pondering over. May Allah Almighty grant us ease and goodness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the struggles of every one of us. Indeed, part of life is that you will go through challenges even in your own health. On a regular basis, once or twice in the year, you might get a flu, a cough, a sickness, a bit of a stomach run, etc. It's part of the plan of Allah to show you, oh mankind, you are only but human. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That, take it in your stride. Take it in your stride. It's not the end of all. You're a believer. May Allah alleviate the struggles of those who are homeless. May Allah alleviate the struggles of those who don't know where they are going to eat their lunch today, if any meal at all. May Allah alleviate the struggles of those who are finding it difficult to get clothing to cover themselves. May Allah help those who are homeless, those who don't have, those who are unhealthy, those across the globe who are struggling with anxiety and uncertainty. May Allah make it easy for them, for us, for everyone. Pray for others. You find the mercy of Allah descending upon you. Here is Muhammad, peace be upon him, telling us when you pray for someone else, the angels are saying, oh Allah, give this person something similar or better. Whose dua is better? Mine or the angels? The angels. How do I achieve the dua of the angels? By praying for someone else. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of us. May Allah Almighty help us so that when we are going through struggles, when we want to achieve something, when we are going through goodness, no matter what it is, all of that makes us closer to Him and we never resort to that which is displeasing to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us engage in the correct tawbah. Brothers and sisters, the final invite I have for you today. I invite you and myself, the invitation of Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Second invitation of the same nature. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Third invitation, exactly the same direction. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All of them telling us, turn back to Allah, O you who believe, in order that you may succeed. So that invitation is to seek the forgiveness of Allah on a daily basis. Look, it might be difficult for me to say to anyone, or even to look in the mirror and tell myself, hey you, turn to Allah. But the example of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the perfect from amongst us, he used to seek the forgiveness of Allah up to 100 times a day. He did not need it. But that's the example. So if he did that, I will do it. Let me tell you the beauty of it. The first time that you said, oh Allah, forgive me, the first time, your sins were wiped out, but you repeated it 99 times after that. Guess what the rest of them did for you? They kept on elevating your status more and more and more. So I am not doubting the mercy of Allah. I am repeating, oh Allah, forgive me, not because I doubt that I am forgiven. I am forgiven. Islam is based on mercy. It is based on love. But I am repeating it because I love my Maker. I want to get closer to Him. And so he elevates my status. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an wa sunnah wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima feehima min al ayati wal hikmati aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.